This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas has developed a habit of siphoning money from its highway fund in order to patch holes in the state budget. Many lawmakers want to break this habit, but it could take a while given the state's need to address looming budget deficits. In the meantime, as KCUR's Jim McLean reports, communities across Kansas are anxious for delayed projects to get going again.
It's noon on a Thursday here in the picturesque Flint Hills town of Council Grove. That means the Rotary Club is meeting in the basement of the Hayes House. A stretch of scenic Kansas Highway 177 runs through this old cowtown north about 40 miles to Manhattan and Kansas State University. And many here say heavier traffic is making that an increasingly dangerous drive.
I have an issue with that road because I've had several of my friends who've lost family members on that road.
That's Rotarian and State Representative Dave Baker, one of several moderate Republicans elected in November, by promising to fix the budget mess in Topeka. Budget problems forced the Kansas Department of Transportation to postpone a $29 million project to modernize K-177 and make it safer.
So it's pretty near and dear to everybody here in Morris County that gets fixed. And, you know, the question is how many people have to die before we fix it?
That's a thorny question because the answer is it depends. It depends on when Governor Sam Brownback and lawmakers stop raiding the highway fund. Since 2011, they've diverted roughly $2.4 billion to help balance the state budget. And because they're planning to keep taking money for the next two budget years, that number will continue to grow, says transportation lobbyist Tara Mays.
When you project that out, that number goes from $2.4 billion to $3.5 billion.
That frustrates Dennis Wright, a retired welder from Council Grove and my Rotary host. Standing on a farm adjacent to K-177 a couple of miles north of town, Wright says he worries because his son takes the highway to work each day.
As you drive it, you'll notice 90% of the time there's no place to go. If you've got trouble, you've really got trouble because the highway drops off steeply. There's big ditches, there's no guardrails, there's a lot of curves, and it's just the scene of many accidents out here.
The K-177 project is one of more than 50 across the state that have been delayed indefinitely. But those delays are just part of the story. The state's money problems have also forced KDOT to cut back on basic maintenance. Things like fixing potholes and patching cracks to extend the life of highways.
There's this misconception that a road gradually deteriorates, and quite honestly, that's not how it works.
Transportation engineer Jerry Younger retired from KDOT just last year.
Typically what happens is the road is good for a period of time, but when it begins deteriorating, when you start seeing those distress type of indicators on the roadway, it deteriorates pretty quickly.
Surveying crumbling sections of highway near Topeka from his Jeep, Younger says it costs about $380 million a year to keep the 10,000-mile state highway system in decent shape. But he says KDOT is spending only a fraction of that. Governor Brownback says Kansas highways are in such good shape they can weather a few years of reduced maintenance. But freshman Senator John Scoobel disagrees. The Overland Park Republican doesn't want to see one of the nation's best highway systems fall into disrepair.
The numbers that I've looked at, for every dollar of maintenance you don't do, long-term costs you $4 or $5. And it's like having a house with a leaky roof and going out and buying new carpet. It doesn't make sense. We need to take care of the infrastructure that has been left to us.
To prevent KDOT from falling too far behind, Scoobel is pushing a proposal that would allow the department to issue another $400 million in bonds to pay for maintenance only. He doesn't like the idea of more debt, but says it's better than doing nothing.
If they don't need the money, they won't bond the entire $400 million. But the only way I knew to get money to them was to do that.
Highway contractors are lobbying for an increase in the gas tax, but Scoobel says it's unlikely that lawmakers looking to raise income taxes to balance the budget and fund public schools will also vote to increase what Kansans pay at the pump. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jim McLean.
Jim McLean's reporting is part of the Kansas News Service, a collaboration based here at KCUR 89.3 that covers health, education, and politics across the state. And for this story, it's also important to note that he is married to former Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Deb Miller.